not back up your word. You are faithful. I know I've been waiting for a long time, and this is what you've got to know. Some of you might have been waiting for a long time. You might have been waiting, struggling for a long time. You might have been seeking for a long time, but God is faithful. Keep looking. Keep looking. Keep looking. Keep. Don't give up on God. God wants you to see him as he has promised. Old folk had it right when they said, he may not come when you want him. But Simeon knew he was right on time. Right on time. He was seeking him. He was seeking him. He found him only after he had sought him. Listen at this. Verse 30 says, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, the coming of the Lord. I have laid eyes on what you've promised a long time ago. It might have taken a while to get here, but it was worth everything I had to go through for it to manifest itself. And he is excited about Jesus. He's excited about Jesus. There is a peace that enters his heart and comes into his life. Now that he has seen Jesus, he ain't got nothing else to live for. It's like, what else? Why do I have to stay now? I have seen what I've been waiting on. And see, Jesus is the center of his joy, the fulfillment of his life. Now, when Jesus fills you up like that, where you say, like Paul, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain, you're not caught up on all the stuff of the world. It's like, if he calls me today, praise the Lord. Because as long as I've seen him, experienced him, received him, it is well underneath the skin. But some of you can't leave because Jesus ain't who you're looking for. You can't leave because your heart ain't fixed and your mind isn't made up and you ain't ready. But if it were Jesus you were looking for, this would be a wonderful Christmas in spite of the condition. In spite of whatever it is you're going through or dealing with, it would be a wonderful Christmas, not because of others, but because of Jesus. Listen at this man again, because he is inspired. I mean, he's not only a man of integrity and a man of intensity, but he's a man of inspiration. He is inspired by the fruition of God's promises. Can I tell you, nothing will inspire you more than God's promises coming to pass in your life? Is there anybody in the house who's ever had God to promise them something and deliver it? Man, that's an exciting time to see it ain't an accident. It's providence. God said it and he performed it and you got it. Now you can shout about it. And it's not just about the gift, but the giver who gave it to you. And you know it is well underneath your skin. The world didn't give it. World can't take it away. The joy, the peace, and everything else you have, if it comes from God, you ought to tell somebody it is well. Oh, some folk can't shout about their gift because the gift didn't come from the real giver. Can't show that gift because you know where you got that from. Listen at this word, and I'm closing. Listen at this word. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation. That's the Lord's Christ. That's God's salvation, the salvation of God. God has sent his only begotten son. I've seen him on this side, but I want to go and live with him on the other side.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers health for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1.
I want to talk about something tonight that may be very controversial. I want to talk about what if Mary would have had an abortion. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. You can read about it in the first chapter of St. Luke. If Mary would have had an abortion, what if Mary would have had an abortion? There are many words in our human vocabularies and speech that we may possess seems to cast a spell over us in so many, many ways. Some words are very effective. You don't have to explain them. But tonight, I would like to talk about a two-letter word that seems to stand like a high mountain in the midst of great valleys. It is a word that stands like a giant oak tree in the midst of a mighty forest. That little word is if. If. What wonderful light this little word if radiates. What glorious assumption this little word if shouts out. What beautiful affirmation this little word if declares.
All right, preacher.
What palace doors this little word if throws open for us.
All right.
What royal roads this little word if prepares for us to travel.
All right.
What pain this little word, if, unveils. What exclamation this little word, if, express.
Say so.
What darkness this little word, if, maintains. If. This word, little if, carries us over Pacific oceans of peace, all the way up to mountains of hope. But it also carries us down into the valleys of despair.
Yes, sir.
If.
If.
The Bible is full of if.
Uh-huh.
Job asked a question one time, if a man die, shall he live again? Am I right about that? The three Hebrew men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, used that little word, if, They said, O king, we're not careful to answer thee in this manner. But if not, if our God doesn't deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, we still will not bow down and worship your golden image. They use that little word, if. The devil use if. If thou be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. A thief on the cross use if. If you be Christ, come down off the cross. Save yourself and us. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself. The Bible tells us that if your right hand offend, cut it off. If your right eye offend, pluck it out. Jesus said on one occasion, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. A woman one day wanted to touch the hem of his garment, and she said, if I could but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Paul reminds her that if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is in vain. Am I right about that? The Bible is full of this little word, if. Not only is the Bible full of if, but life is full of if. And there are some very disturbing ifs in this life. But one of the most disturbing ifs in my mind tonight is the if that I want to talk about. It blossoms on the pages of history like a thousand flowers in one single garden. It adores the record of the century like a thousand monuments built of the purest and precious stone. It echoes of the carat of the time like the music of a thousand chords visible in one grand avenue. What if Mary would have had an abortion? Oh, my brothers and sisters, such subject would shock us. Some of us, it might offend our faith. But it's supposed to also make you think. If it offends you, it ought to make you be happy. You ought to be glad that Mary didn't have an abortion. My brothers and sisters, I want you to know tonight that Mary could have had an abortion. Huh?
Yes, sir.
She had a good reason.
Yes, sir.
She had a good reason, just like folks have today.
Yes, sir.
She was not married. She was a virgin woman. Huh? That's why I just love this King James Version. You have to watch these modern translations.
Yes,
you know, man tampering with this book so much.
Yes,
I read in some translation where it called Mary a young woman. But it's plenty of young women, not virgins.
No,
she had a good reason to get rid of that baby.
Yes,
because, you know, in that time in Hebraic history teaches us, if anybody got pregnant out of wedlock, they would stone you to death. Mary could have had an abortion and got rid of Jesus. She didn't have to believe what no angel said. God knows I have mercy for Joseph. Because Joseph had to have a lot of faith. Now, men, come on now with me now. You wouldn't hear this stuff about your wife talking about some angel. Told me I got pregnant. You don't want to hear that.
You don't want to hear nothing about your wife saying.